Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Lauren.
Yeah.
You know what's really, really, really creepy?
What? So many things.
Yes, correct.
Everything.
Everything is creepy. Especially UFOs.
Yes.
Or what is the new term?
I thought that it, unidentified flying object.
UFAs? No. What? Aerial?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
UAs? Unidentified aerial? UAOs? Probably should have looked this up. UAOs? Probably should have looked
like
that up.
A-holes.
You a-holes.
Aerial. It's, I didn't know there was a new term.
UAPs.
What does that mean?
Unidentified aerial phenomenons, I believe.
Oh, that's dumb.
UFOs, UAPs, or craps.
Okay. Or craps?
CRAPs.
I want to call them craps.
UAPs. Pretty sure it's, yeah, unidentified aerial phenomena.
That's dumb.
Yeah, there's some different classification. Anyway, now that we've gotten that out of the way, today
now you know that because I
today we're
that.
Talking about unidentified flying objects and phenomenons.
And phenomenons.
AKA aliens. And there are many different
forms of
transportation.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a mix of UFOs, which, because, so this all obviously sprouted from the new, like,
the
so
balloons.
Many news articles about, like, the balloon from China and then all the other things that got shot down. And all the news headlines were like, UFO shot down in Canada, UFO shot down in Montana, UFO, like, and reading those headlines every time you're like, oh my God, aliens.
It's happening. Well, it's finally happening.
I remember I was telling my mom about it. I was like, did you hear about the UFOs? And she's like, UFOs! I was like, well,
yeah, they're
so
here.
I guess that's why they're renaming it, because I think people, when you say UFO, they just automatically think, oh, an alien is here. But
so
that's
UFAs
not what it means.
Or UFP, what is it? Ps? UFPs?
You just, I don't know, you're the one.
No, UAPs. Unidentified yes. Aerial Phenomenons. I guess that's supposed to be more like, there's a new plane or a new weather balloon or something else that they're lying to us about or misdirecting us.
Yeah. So basically, as some funny context for the idea for this episode, I think it was your idea.
It was a mix.
I'll give you credit.
Yeah, sure. I did. It's my idea.
On Super Bowl Sunday, I was very excited, not for the Super Bowl, but for the Rihanna halftime show. And I was really wanting to get down there and like watch it. And when it came on, I made the mistake of going on my phone and started seeing, because I went on Twitter. My favorite thing to do during the Super Bowl is go on Twitter and look at all the memes from the Super Bowl and from, what's it called? The Super Bowl commercials, the halftime show. So I was ready. I went on and all of a sudden I see a bunch of news articles on my phone about UFOs being shot down. And I didn't get to enjoy the Rihanna halftime show because I started spiraling and freaking out that something was happening. I mean, it could go either way is scary. Either it's like, oh my God, all these things from another planet or universe is all of a sudden appearing, or it's like a nefarious country that's like wanting to do us harm.
Or they're
thing.
UAPs.
Phenomenon. What is that?
Unidentified aerial phenomenons.
Yeah, I don't.
They're unidentified in the air, and it's a phenomenon.
Yeah, but it's usually of this world.
Usually.
All the time. Well, so apparently so far.
Quote unquote.
All
usually.
The time it is always a.
So let's get this out of the way. Do you believe in UFOs or aliens? Let's go.
Do I believe in UFOs? Yes, there are unidentified flying objects in the sky from time to time. So it's funny because your dad came over to visit.
Yes.
Hi, Dad.
He's always been a big fan of the unidentified.
Oh, I thought you were going to say of the podcast. Well, that too.
Phenomenons and aliens.
As are you. Is that why he wanted to go to see the pyramids?
Me?
No, him.
Him,
your
yeah.
Dad.
Yeah.
Because they have, not that they have to do with aliens, but they, a lot of people like don't understand
a little sus
how crazy.
How they were.
I mean, that's a whole
I've heard
other
new
thing. I should have went into that. We should have went, I didn't get to research
I've heard
it
new
fully.
That they like built them down. Like they built them from the top down, I heard. Like they like built them and then dug the, I don't know. I've heard different weird stuff.
Yeah, the pyramids are crazy and I don't understand them. So a lot of people are just like aliens. They were made by aliens to communicate to their alien world from our world. Anyway, he came over and he, I think, said that he believes that they're here.
Yeah,
isn't that what
they've
he said?
Been here.
Okay, I don't believe that.
They're under the sea.
I mean, to be fair, like, nobody's beliefs are wrong because nobody really knows until we have evidence. Your dad and lots of other people think that aliens are already here and we just don't know. And that would entail why the pyramids are here and things like that. Maybe are aliens also supposed to be the lizard people? Or are those different?
Possibly. So wait, so you haven't.
I know I haven't answered the question.
Because you
I said, I, well, I said, I don't believe that they're already here.
Okay.
I'm the type of person that doesn't, okay, this is going to sound bad, but I don't think we're special. I like that. I think that a lot of humans.
What does that have to do with?
Because to believe that aliens are here in the vast openness of space.
Yeah.
You think out of all the planets, their concern is us.
Well, I mean, we could just be another planet along the way and they found us. And like, oh, what are these idiots doing?
True, but why would they still be here paying attention?
Just to make sure we don't blow up the universe because we want to blow up each other.
I don't think so. The whole thing is like, if there's an intelligent life that made it to us and is here, wouldn't they be so intelligent that they wouldn't really care about what we're doing? Like, they know that there's no way we would, right as of right now, that there'd be any way.
Yeah, but what if a thousand years from now we discover a new form of energy and we're able to space travel and our militaristic mindsets, like, let's go bomb everything. We want to own the universe now.
I don't know. I still don't believe that they're here already.
All right. Well, I believe
that other life exists because it when somebody doesn't believe that
it's harder to you think it's harder to believe that we're the only ones.
It's harder to believe for me that we are such a unique, amazing species that we are the only things that ever survived in the vastness and eternal universe that we don't even know any. It's kind of like the ocean. Like the ocean is so deep, there's parts that like we haven't even explored.
Yeah,
how could we possibly say that
that's
there's
where the
nothing-
aliens are?
Oh, that's where the aliens
are.
Maybe there's mer people and they just stay down there, who knows? But yeah, just to say that there's no other life out there when there's even like evidence on Mars
is crazier than
some is crazier for you to just be like, yep, that's
we're it.
Like a normal person's stance on it should be like, I don't know. Not no, we're definitely the only one.
Yeah.
It should be, I don't know.
Well,
most
that's
likely
the middle mindset should be like you're suspicious that
it plays into like religion.
Oh, for too. Sure.
But I would say to the people that are religious, why would you, like, I guess because in the Bible, or like, the Bible is the only religious work that I know anything about. But in there, it says that, like, God created man.
Yeah.
And like that his whole thing was around men. But like I try to look at it like,
what if God's an
if
alien?
If God is real and he created everything.
Yeah.
Like you don't, why would he tell you everything that he did? Why would he be like, hey, I created you and only that's you. It. And that's it. And everything is for you. That's what I mean. I think it probably stems from that, that I just like don't like the fact that just humans think that we're such like this amazing species that yeah. like everything was made for us to do whatever we wanted with. And it's kind of like, no, the universe is enormous.
Ever expanding.
Ever expanding.
Infinite.
So maybe like, I'm like, I am of the mindset of like, I don't know if there's a God. Because again, that should be the correct mindset because there's no evidence either one way well, or the it's other.
Not wrong. It's not correct or not correct. I think it's the more like reasonable, practical mindset.
Yes.
That you're not like, oh, definitely well, this or
faith.
Definitely that.
There's people who have faith yes. that there is a God. And then there's people who like, no, but I mean, I'm even talking about like atheists that are like, there's absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you don't know. But like, pick a side or whatever, or sit on the fence like I am. But
I don't like that term, sit on the fence.
What do you mean sit on the fence?
Why can't you
it means
just?
Because you're
can't
not picking
just,
a side.
I understand that, but why can't you just be someone who's like, I'll listen a little of this, listen a little of that, I'll take a little of this, maybe today I'll lean
yeah,
this
sitting
way.
On the fence is fine. I sit on the fence in politics. I sit on the fence in religion. It's because I don't like
extreme views.
Pigeonholing myself yeah. into like one side of
something. People change. We
people change, but
I
also
change.
New, information, new information yeah. comes out.
Yeah, if you're so pigeonholed into one thing and then yeah. new information that's like facts comes out and you're like, well, nope, because I believe this. Yeah. I can't take these facts now and
but also,
change my
and I
mindset.
Wasn't trying to say the correct mindset is to not have a religion and not believe because I think religion can play a good part of people. I'm just saying that like, as a religious person, you can choose to like be like, I want to believe there's a God and mm-hmm. these are the things I'm going to follow.
Yeah.
But as a logical being, you should also be like.
Open to other
which
things.
Which I do know. There's religious people that are yeah. like, obviously, I don't know. But yeah. like, I would like, I hope and want to
so
believe in
this.
So
it's similar to
fine.
The idea of UFOs and aliens. So
yeah,
I.
And it's also not right or wrong because I don't yeah. know. You could be right and I could be wrong.
Exactly.
And I could go to hell. I don't know. Hopefully not. But
so
yeah, what's your...
I am not... Wait. I don't like what?
So my stance is...
You're on the fence.
I just don't know. I don't think they're here. But again, if that goes with my theory, I can't say that either because there's no evidence one way or the
you're
other.
You're just in the middle. You're in the middle.
Yeah, I'm
That's
just...
Fine.
I'm
you're
very confused.
Right. So...
Where are you?
I wouldn't say that I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I am very open-minded to things.
Oh, here we go. Lizard people?
No.
The lizard that. People here.
Could be aliens. We don't know.
The crab people.
Crab people. Yeah, it's the crab people. Anyway, I very much believe that there are aliens and UFOs. I definitely think they're here. There's just way too many things that have happened in the world, in movies, that don't make sense to just be random thoughts in a way. I definitely think... aliens have come. I think we have found them. I think possibly they're here.
So do you think the government knows, like...
Absolutely.
...knows that there is or isn't?
Absolutely. 100%.
But how did some people... How wouldn't you think that more people would have known and would have said something? Or do you
yeah,
think
they've probably been silenced.
Crazy?
Or they're made out to be, oh, this person's an idiot. I'm not someone who's going to, like, go out and, like, march and protest that UFOs are here, like, aliens are here, and... release it, but I definitely am someone who is of the mindset that there's got to be something else out there.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Sylvia's Synergy Effect, brought to you by Synergy Home Care.
Getting back in the kitchen got mom back into life. After her stroke, she felt uncomfortable doing what she used to do. But with her Synergy caregiver, Emma, things changed. She got help at home and regained the confidence to get back to her old recipes. Now the hardest thing is getting mom to stop making her biscuits. So good.
We believe getting back to what you love can keep you moving forward. Find your Synergy Effect with Synergy Home Care.
So my favorite theory, well, one of my favorite theories when it comes to like UFOs and aliens is that, because you notice a lot more, there was a lot more sightings like years ago, yeah. 60s, 70s, whatever. And then the cool theory is that they're like time travelers in a way, and that now that we all have phones and are like recording so much that...
Oh, didn't I tell you that theory?
You might have told me, or I read it, or whatever. We talked
I did
about
like
it.
That. That was a little more comforting.
Yeah, that they're essentially like time travelers, or maybe they are aliens. And now that we are all, we have our phones, and they can maybe even like tap in and like keep check on everything.
Wait, so I was confused when you said time. Expand. The theory is that what we think of as aliens are actually humans.
Us, time traveling back.
But people in the future
yes.
that are time traveling back to see how people in the past lived.
Yes.
And they used, and they, that's why like you can see it. Yeah. What it was the reason for why there's more UFO sightings back in the day versus yeah. now, because now they understand that there's more surveillance and yep. stuff and they don't want to be caught.
And so, a
but
lot
back
of,
in the day there wasn't. So
and the hard
go.
Part now, and I think maybe this may be a way they like dismiss it, is that so much video can be fake, like it can just be like CGI oh, yeah. stuff, so it's hard to always believe what you see.
Yeah, yeah, especially now there's cool with theory. Deep fakes and like
yeah but in general I very much believe there are UFOs. I'm very curious though as to why. I don't know, I feel like all governments are in on something together to either protect us.
See, I don't know if they are, because I feel like if like Russia had the chance to just like throw everybody like I feel like if we have so many like the US and or different countries have so many enemies, you think yeah. that they all just got along and they're like, no, you know what? On this one thing, we're all not going to say. I mean,
be,
unless they didn't tell certain
it
countries.
Could be something along.
Unless certain countries know they didn't tell other countries.
It could be something along the lines of like the alien said to like our world leaders, like, hey, keep this on the hush hush or we will take you out. And it's like this thing that all world leaders are like, listen, if we let our citizens panic or whatever it may be, we're gonna get
I don't think so I don't
zapped.
Think zapped I think especially people in politics, I wouldn't trust them enough to not say anything.
I know,
you get that one drunk president. Like Trump, I feel like leader. If Trump knew something. Well, didn't he? Wasn't there like conspiracies that he was starting to say things and then that people were trying to silence him or whatever? I don't know.
They're aliens. They're here.
You're telling me if Trump knew about some big world leader alien thing that he wouldn't have like accidentally and or purposely said something yet.
Tweeted out. UFOs are here. They're real.
They voted
it's
for me.
It's not fake news. But yeah, in general, I very much believe in them. I've never personally had an experience with UFOs.
Yeah, same.
I actually unintentionally am wearing my Acadia National Park hoodie today.
Why, is there UFO sightings there?
No, but when it was the only time, that was when I went and I was able to see like the galaxy and like the stars, the clearest I ever saw our sky. And a lot of it could just be misunderstandings, like back, you know, like hundreds of years ago before people knew about like the way our stars and stuff yeah. works, they could have thought like, oh, shooting star, that's an alien or something like that. In the same way, people can just be misunderstanding or misinterpreting things, because you look up in the sky when it's that clear and there's no light pollution, a lot of things can yeah. come to your mind of what could possibly be out there.
Well, also, and like I have stories that we're gonna touch on of
yeah.
of UFO slash like unexplained situations that are creepy. Mm-hmm.
I also
but then you also there's also people obviously with like mental health issues and you don't know.
Yeah.
Like there's definitely got to be somebody who thought they saw a UFO, because there's people who hallucinate.
But there's then there's people who are like, or I've watched plenty of stuff where like, it was really interesting how this whole town like had this experience of where people were abducted and they all saw like the same ship and it like all these stories were corroborating each other.
Wasn't that what The Fourth Kind was based on?
No. Oh man, that movie creeps me out.
Yeah, that's on my list of things to talk about. I think we talked about it in one other podcast when we were talking about scary our favorite scary movies.
Yeah, that one got to me.
If you really want to be, if you're like UFOs and aliens don't really scare me, watch that movie.
I like to watch it again because we watched it a long time ago, but I'd like to.
Kind of freaked out though.
Yeah, that's a
maybe
that's
Halloween.
It's spooky. I don't like the scary stuff when it comes to like extraterrestrial UFO stuff.
Well, that's okay. So maybe we should touch on that. Like, what makes UFOs and aliens scary for most people?
It's because it's the unknown. It's the unknown.
But I guess, but it could also be, well, it's the unknown, but also I feel like movies just always set it up like they're going to come here and just immediately want to kill us.
Well, yeah,
like, take us over.
That's why I am
maybe that's not the
conspiracy theorist in me or the questionable mindset of me is that I think through, and I've, you know, I've heard other people or read this in other places that they use movies to like introduce ideas to us to see.
Oh, like when people said the, what's that movie? The Purge. People were saying that they were trying to introduce that as like maybe something we would do. And I was like, what?
But I feel like that could be, it also could just be people's creativity and they just came up with these cool ideas, which probably is. But also along the lines of like, they allow these movies to come out and they kind of like gauge the public's reaction to all these different like encounters we have, different aliens. I'm just very suspicious. I just hope in my lifetime get some sort of answer.
I don't know if I want an answer or not.
I do.
What if it's a bad answer?
You don't know. Maybe. What if it's a good answer? On the other hand,
yeah.
What if it's good?
What if they come like,
all right, fine. Here's.
They're like, we have this utopia, and here's all of the stuff that made us have this utopia.
Yeah, I think the pessimist or the optimist in me wants them to come. Like, all right, fine. We see you guys are like all want to fight each other,
struggling down here.
We want you guys to have. We want everyone to have peace. Here's like this infinite renewable source of energy, because that's essentially what we need is small, easily like energy that can allow us to like make space travel possible.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. If we came and they have like unobtainium or something, you know, like a crazy mineral or resource that you can power up all, you know, ships and have insane power.
You know what makes me scared about it? I think from learning through history of any time a new a new culture like finds a new place, what usually happens to the people that are already living in that place? It's usually the people that come, they're like, hey, we live better than you.
Yeah.
So we're either going to like enslave you or force you to live the way that we live, or just kill you off and start and like take your land.
Yeah.
So like those are the things that have happened in history. So I think like in my brain, I mean, I would hope that maybe if like another worldly whatever came here, that they would be a little more evolved and realize that, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But or they could be worse. They could be 1,000 times worse than us. But that's why it's so scary. It's like, you don't know.
I just want to travel in space. I want to see the universe.
I also feel like if somebody which is what I keep hearing, is somebody had enough technology to travel here, that there's no way that they would come without being fully like armed. Like, you wouldn't go to a planet and just be like, yeah, they're going to be cool with us. Like, they would definitely be fully armed in case they were attacked. And then also they're way more advanced than us because we can't do that right now. So like, if somebody showed up, I'd be like, oh crap, like do whatever they want because they're going to destroy us otherwise.
You know, it's one of my favorite like alien movies is Mars Attacks.
I don't think I've ever fully seen that movie. I've seen bits and pieces.
The way they talk, it's just so silly.
So yeah, so there's The Fourth Kind, but I also wanted to bring up Signs, which was one of my first like scary alien movies.
That scene of the alien walking across the alleyway.
Yeah, at the kid's birthday party.
Looked out. I'm getting tingles down my spine. Just
it's so funny because I think I rewatched it too long ago, and I watched it. And it like it still gave me like the tingles, but not as bad. But I think it was just like that first time of seeing it, and it looked so real. Like,
There's just hair like sticking in your face.
Thanks. So funny story that my sister will enjoy.
What are you doing? You got a stray hair that's just sticking in your face. It's the aliens. They're controlling your hair.
Because I feel like I'm shouting out all, thank you to all of our family and friends that watch our podcast. We appreciate you. Yeah. Your dad. I don't know if your mom listens.
Yeah, my mom listens all the time. She always calls me and then she says. Oh, that's
right. Yeah, she always gives us feedback. Yeah, all of our family. We should have an episode of just like our family's feedback. Because my sister leaves me audio recordings of feedback or like things that we talked about that freaked her out. And then my mom always is trying to catch up with all of our stuff. Anyway, my sister will enjoy this story, but we watched Signs for the first time when I was probably,
that's a good one.
Too young to, this my poor brother. My sister was babysitting because she's 8 years older than us. So she was babysitting me and my brother. It was like her first adult. She had her own house. She was married. She was like, please let me watch my siblings. I will do a good job. I try to remember how old I was. Ryan was definitely too young to see Signs. But we were telling him, we're like, Ryan, it's like, and I really wanted to see it. I was like, Ryan, it's going to be totally fine. Like, it's not scary. It's Mel Gibson's in it. It's fine.
Mel Gibson's in it. It's fine.
It's fine. It's not like he's in Phoenix any other. Is in it. Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix is in it. It's fine. There's kids in it. And so we went to the movie theater to watch it.
Oh.
Yeah, so when it first came out.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different movie. Never mind. Or a different experience you had.
Oh.
With like the different ending. Oh, that was.
Oh, that's an even better one. But yeah. I'll have to figure out another time.
Yeah, it's not alien.
That doesn't. Yeah, UFO. That's not alien related. But anyway, I don't know if I ever told you the story. So then we went to the movie theaters and afterwards, my brother was obviously very traumatized.
Yeah, I
know. As were we. Like, it was a very scary movie. So especially if you're young. So we get back to the house and my sister, because like, to be fair, she was still like young. She was in her like early 20s. Like,
oh, okay.
And then we were mean and got, she was like, oh, I have baby monitors in my house from when we were watching like their niece. She was like, she thought it would be a fun activity with us. She's like, so if you haven't seen Signs for some reason, I won't spoil it, but there's a part where they basically can communicate with the aliens if they take a baby monitor and like put it up to the sky and you can like hear the static.
They can't communicate, they can listen. Or, like,
yeah, they can listen in on them like talking, but they couldn't understand. They would just hear like alien talk or whatever. So every time they would like lift it in the air, you would hear like alien stuff. So basically like we started doing that around the house as like a fun activity, but my brother's freaking out. And the whole time we're just like, oh, you hear that? Oh my God.
They're coming.
Like thinking back, I'm like, this poor, no wonder our parents were mad at us. Where's Mel Gibson? Put glasses of water everywhere.
Water, get a super soaker.
So yeah, we like very much scarred him. I have to ask if he's ever watched that movie again, but like he had trouble sleeping the rest of the week and I felt so bad because he was like, we fully convinced him that we were like talking to aliens with the baby monitor at the house. But yeah, that's a scary movie, but also it reminded me of Crop Circles. And
yes,
looked that up because I didn't actually know the whole story about it. Do you know like why that started and what it was?
Nope.
So it was basically like a hoax.
Yeah.
But people, they were trying to do like some sort of landing pad. Like what would a landing pad for like a UFO be if they landed in a field? So there must've been stories of UFOs like abducting cows at that point or whatever. So I don't know. I think it was an artist or somebody, but they like thought it would be fun to replicate that. And then all of a sudden people started seeing it from the sky. And then other people started replicating it because they thought it was funny. And like it's like farmland in the, I don't even know, 80s, people 90s. Like what else are you going to do besides make crop circles and cow tipping? Like, so that's how that started. But I had no idea. I was like, yeah, what happened with crop circles?
Haven't heard much about that in a while.
It's because they found out it was hoaxes.
It was all hoaxes.
But it was like a tourist trap. Like people would go there and take pictures in the crop circles. I would. If I found out we were near a crop circle, I'd be like, yeah, let's go there and see what that
looks
like.
Let's go see bent corn. It's going to be awesome.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
One of my favorite UFO alien movies was Independence Day.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I
saw it not too long ago.
I like the like fantasy aspect along with the realism aspect of it. How they like captured them, got the ship, went in and like attacked them using like, I don't know, I thought that one was really cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any other like crazy alien movies.
What was the one like where they had, where they're like communicating with them with like symbols? First Contact was a
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that one was cool.
It was with Amy Adams, was like the main person.
I'll look it up real quick.
Look up Amy Adams alien movie. That was a really good one, actually. But that wasn't scary. Oh, The Arrival? Is that what it is?
Arrival.
Yeah.
That one was cool.
That was a good one. That wasn't...
The one with Matthew McConaughey where like... That was more spacey.
Talking about Alien. Did you ever watch Alien?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
that's like the main horror. So that
with like Prometheus, I went down like this rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah. Prometheus.
For a couple weeks, I was really into, because I just thought like the lore and the story was really cool. And just the way like, because it kind of worked with like where humans came from and like how the aliens came and like planted like the seed of life, basically. And I thought that one was really cool. The lore. I like when movies and lore. Or when movies have really good lore that can like make up a really, you can get lost in the story and watch all these YouTube videos about it for a week or so. And then like, all right, I feel like it's more comforting to me to think there's something else out there and that they've like found us in a way. Like I would be more scared to know we're alone in the universe.
Yeah. That's also when you said that, I like had a little. Pain.
It's a little heart pain. More scary to me that there's nothing.
Yeah, I don't know
that
which is scarier.
We're alone, rather than like the Rick and Morty. Like when I watch Rick and Morty, and just the infinite universes or and all
that's all universes.
That's yeah.
The universe in general is just scary. I remember like whenever every now and then I'll see something. It's like asteroid just missed us, and it's like, why is nobody talking about this? Like world ending. Asteroid.
I saw this really cool
Armageddon type.
Really
asteroid.
Cool visual concept. It's like. What people think the solar system looks like, and it's basically like a 2D.
Probably just the planets we know. And
it's like a 2D image or moving image of our solar system, the sun, and like the planets rotating around the flat. Yeah. And it's like what it actually is, and it's like a 3D where like the sun is just spiraling through the universe, and all the planets are just spiraling around it. And it's like, yeah, that is what was happening right now. We're all just, it's just hurling through the universe.
It's crazy. I like can't think about it for too long because it gives me anxiety.
Oh, for sure.
I still remember as a kid. Learning, do you remember like learning that the sun is going to explode?
Yeah, like, when?
And literally, I went home with so much anxiety, and my mom was just like, "What did you? What?" And then I was like, "Yeah, it's like billions or whatever years from now." And my mom was like, "Oh, well, you'll be long dead."
Yeah, so, thanks. Even better.
It's comforting as well.
It's fun how we introduce children to the concept of death and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, they're like, "Oh God." It's gonna be a whole See other that episode.
Big hurling ball of liquid hot magma in the air. One day it's gonna explode and destroy everything, but you'll be long dead.
I mean, to be fair, if it was to explode, I think it would just be over. Like be you wouldn't. So quick. You wouldn't know what was happening, so it's kind of nice.
I think about that a lot. Like, what would it be like? Would it just be done, or would it be like, yeah?
It would be better if it was zip done. That's like whenever something's leading to something, that's where I get the most anxiety. If it just happened.
Like a big wave slowly approaching.
No, that'd be horrifying.
Yeah, and you see it from here.
And then you see it.
Oh.
I don't want to know.
Oh, no.
That's like I know we're getting off track, but there was a question that was like, would you rather go back and be a child knowing how your life, knowing everything that would lead up to the point that you are now, or would you rather learn everything right now that is going to happen to you in the future?
And neither.
I was like, Yeah, I know, right?
Neither. I don't want either.
Somebody was like, I'd rather go back. And I was like, wait, what?
Well, it depends. Because if you've had a crappy life, you definitely would want to go back.
Then you're going to learn.
And change it.
As a kid.
Like if you, like, let's say like you had a terrible life and you wanted to go back and change it, then you choose that.
Yeah, but I think.
I don't think I'd want to know the concept.
Was you can't change it. It's just going to like happen. Like
oh.
That. Like you just, you know what's going to happen, but it's going to happen regardless of what you
can make
do.
A lot of money.
Yeah, it's fair. Could make a lot of money.
Bet on the weirdest things.
Yeah.
Buy a lot of.
Yeah, stock. I wouldn't want to know the future from here on out. It's like.
No, I don't. I don't want to know. It's
I feel
boring.
Like you wouldn't enjoy it. You'd it's be like okay, spoilers. I'm gonna die at this age. How much time? Like.
Yeah. Imagine you having a countdown of how much time you got left.
Yeah, that's terrible.
What if aliens came and were able to like extend their life?
Our lives?
Yeah, they gave us like,
that'd be cool.
And slow down our aging. Because I think that's the other thing. Because I've when you talk about like, oh, we want to extend our life along, it's like, well, do we want to be this slowly aging, decrepit, old 200, like barely moving?
Not being able to do anything. Yeah. You, what's the point of living if you're just going to...
Well, they'll hook you up to
if
the...
If your brain
you
and,
can be in the metaverse.
Oh my God, yeah, like Black Mirror. I'll do that.
Because I think because that's like Destiny. The cool thing with that, the game that I play, is that there was like this. It's called the Traveler. It's like this big orb that travels around the universe, and
oh, yeah,
it goes.
No wonder you like Destiny. It's all space related.
Yeah, it travels around the universe and it like goes to different planets and like either helps to, it like will help out each planet and like give them like enrich the planet, enhance their lives, give them all this amazing technology. It was cool. Like in Destiny, like it went to all the planets in our solar system and like made like all these like made like Mars habitable and like Venus like a garden world, all these different things. Then it came to Earth and like brought with us brought like technology and extended life, like people were living to, like into the 300 years old and stuff. Like that's cool. Like there's just that's endless cool. What I like I think what I like about space and UFOs and aliens is that it's almost like there's endless possibilities with it.
Yeah, like whereas, what if we travel somewhere one time and they go to a planet and it's like all fresh usable water or all like this plant that just heals cancer. Like I don't know, like you don't know. There's just so much.
Something.
It's like playing a video game when you like go to visit other areas and you're like, oh my God, I can now collect this, this, and this, or do this, this, and this. Yeah, as I said, do you think they'll ever be? You know how like older generations now feel kind of lost because everything has evolved so much with technology and stuff. They're like, oh, I remember back in the day before we had all this technology and whatever. Do you think like when we're old,
for sure,
if there's space travel, be like, oh, I remember back in the day when we, all we were concerned about was Earth, not going to Mars for vacation. And
I want to go to Saturn again.
I want to go to Saturn.
God, my day, we had to go out to like Florida. Like, come on.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, definitely.
Well, they're starting. They're starting to do like.
Well, they want to do like.
Like personal trips.
Yeah,
to,
civilian space travel to the moon.
Which, what are you going to do there? You can't see really it. Do anything there. Yeah, you can see it.
Definitely wouldn't want to be on the first.
No.
I was actually listening to Joe Rogan's podcast and they were talking about that and how like that's a thing and there's people that are like signing up for it. He's like, I don't want to go. He's like, I don't want to be the first person.
No, I feel like you'd have to like, I feel like it would have to be like your life's work to like want to see it for it to be worth it to go. And also not have any attachments. At, like if so, because if something terrible were to happen, like for me, it wouldn't be worth it. I'd be like, I could have went my life without going. But like if, somebody whose like whole life was just revolving around like space, like Neil deGrasse
Tyson. If I'm like, but if I'm like in my 80s I have the opportunity to go and it's as safe as, you know, flying in an airplane is essentially, I would 100% go. I'm going to be awesome.
Yeah,
I
say at one point.
I want to see space. I want to see.
At one point, somebody went on the first flight with people.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's.
And they were very
adventurous
not
people.
Safe.
Yeah, for sure.
That's, I remember reading that.
You need that. You need people, adventurers to. Push the limits. You need
still remember that the rate of evolution. Like the rate of crashes was like not great back when they first started. And I was like, oh my God, I would never fly. Oh my God.
It was a new thing.
It was a new thing.
I mean, so was driving car. Everything is.
Well, and the automated cars now are kind of like getting tested
out. I mean,
out,
still it happens nowadays. People, there's plenty of things that happen. Not as bad as it was, but that's evolution. That's, positive change. You can't get there without going through the bad parts.
You know, it's kind of funny. I get asked a lot why my theme for the Lawrence Eastside channel, and because I just noticed it, it's out in the hall, a wee wallpaper, spacey, the hallway of our office to be space, galaxy, purple space. I don't know why. It's funny because I always think I need like some sort of cool answer. I mean, the original answer is literally, I just thought it looked cool, like purple space. I found like images galaxy of, and I thought it was cool, and so I used it.
Yeah.
But in thinking more into it, because people ask me so often, I was like, I need to come up with like a cool answer. And I feel like the answer that I've now come up with is, besides the fact, I think it's like, it's one of the things in life that's like equally beautiful and terrifying. And I think that's cool. And it's kind of like,
I like that,
my YouTube channel, because like, it's beautiful and terrifying.
Well, yeah, things wouldn't be beautiful if there wasn't like,
just like the ocean. The ocean's beautiful, but it's also terrifying to me.
Like love, when you find love, it's
beautiful and terrifying.
Well, there is, because one day you're, oh, everyone, yeah, you,
well,
love,
so is having children.
You're gonna lose everything you love one day, you know, like, or eventually, yeah, like things you, so what's the point of loving? It's like, well, it's, that's what makes love and having the relationships best, worth it, is because you,
so the best things in life are beautiful yet terrifying.
Absolutely. Do you, wait, one more, I have one more question.
Okay,
do you think people are abducted? Do you think that's real?
Oh yeah, we didn't even touch on that. No.
Straight up no?
Well, sorry, I have to sit on the fence. I don't know. I don't think so. I think people can go through phenomenon.
Phenomenons?
Well, because there's things like, I don't know, there's sleep paralysis. Yeah. There's
night terrors.
There's hallucinations. There's schizophrenia. There's so many things.
Oh, I came to
like,
a realization the other day. Sorry.
What?
All right. Because my mom, we were talking when she was here watching Millie one day when we were eating lunch.
Yeah.
She was talking about like something about like being something in her past life. And I was like, maybe, because she was having a dream or something along those okay lines. And I was like, oh, maybe the reason all my night terrors were of me like being up high and tall, doing impossible things, was maybe I was like a skyscraper worker. Like
people. Maybe I was a skyscraper.
Maybe I was a building. No. No, maybe I, in my past life, was someone who worked on like the skyscrapers and like the early, you know, the early 1900s and like building. Cause that's that. Cause what I thought, like, oh, that's the feeling I get, is like walking on those beams and like trying to,
so
like make them.
What does that have to do with abductions? Do you think they got abducted?
Well, just going off a night, we were talking about night terrors.
Oh.
That's why. Oh. Okay.
Back to abductions.
Sorry. Just a side, very random side thought.
I don't think so, but again, I can't say one or the other. I'm not like solid on one way or the other, but I'm leaning toward the I don't think so.
This one I'm a little more skeptical on, but I...
Because also, why would they return you? Why wouldn't they just take you if they're an alien and nobody knows about them? Why wouldn't
to keep
just...
it on? So maybe they're like tracking you. They put this little chip in you and they're monitoring you.
Maybe, but nobody ever finds it. Like,
I mean, if they have the kind of technology, they, I mean, we have like nano type technology now, okay, we can put
fair
so they could just put that in, like, could be like a biological thing that's inside.
Do you think booty probes are
what's inside you?
What's inside?
I
do have some abduction
this is
stories.
Instead of me being like, yeah, I'm definitely a little more skeptical on it, but I think just from the stories I've heard and like the way people talk about things, it feels too true and too real the way people describe things for it to be made up, and just the variety of stories. But then again, people do a lot of weird things just to have attention. But
I said, but also some people think things are real to them.
Yes.
Like there's people who,
or they
would
just have
fully
like a,
think that,
yeah,
that's
they could have
what
a mental,
happened, but you
a
don't
mental
know,
illness that.
Yes. Or be on drugs, or yeah, there's so many things.
Yeah. Drugs.
Like there's so many things. That's what I mean. Like, I don't know. Unless somebody was like a witness to it. I don't. And even then, it would have to be somebody that's totally not involved for me to like fully be like, oh yeah, that's weird.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I think there was there's one abduction story in this.
Nice.
Was there anything else we didn't touch on?
Sure there's other things, but
I guess let us know if you believe in aliens. I'm curious because I feel like this is a conversation we don't really have with people. Like, we go to a cocktail party and be like, hey,
that'd be a good
what are your thoughts on aliens?
Real or fake?
Do you think that they're here already?
What is your political stance on UFOs or UAPs? Here's another kind of question that goes along with it.
Okay.
If you had the opportunity to learn, change this question.
Okay.
If the aliens came and you could ask them one question, what would you ask them?
Oh, you can't put me on the spot for that. I'd have to think about it.
Well, the aliens.
What's your question?
I would ask. All right, if aliens came and they said,
I feel like there's two
and
many
I had
things.
The opportunity to ask them one question, I mean, I'd probably be like super, like, what happens when we die or something, or is there something after death?
Yeah, actually, I'll go with that. I'll be like, do you know what happened? Because
you can't ask them that, then they can just say yes or no. You have to ask what?
Okay.
Come on, Lauren.
Because then they come back and say, I don't know.
No. They could,
what do you mean? They're aliens. They could be like us and have no idea. Know. They'd be like, we don't know.
That's almost an answer to your
question.
Actually,
I'm gonna take that answer. I want to know. That's like the only thing I would really want to know. Everything else is kind of like, what's the meaning of life? I feel like it's such a weird question. What do you mean? What is the meaning of life?
Profits.
The meaning of life is whatever you want it to mean. It's your life. What do you want it to mean? Do you want it to mean family? Do you want it to mean God? Do you want it to mean materialism? It's up to you. There is no meaning of life. You create it. That's my rant. I hate whenever somebody's like, what question you want to ask? What's the meaning of life? It's like,
to boogie board.
Who cares? Yeah, what do you mean?
Whatever you want.
It's whatever you want. Dumb question. Go to the next question. Yeah,
the boring answer is like, to procreate.
I'd be like, what is the point of sleeping? I still don't understand. Where do we go when we sleep?
Yeah.
I would take the death question. The death question.
Oh my God.
Yeah, any question that I would feel some, not even comfort, we should do a whole episode about death is creepy. But like, because it is really interesting because you can go into like all the different, like all different cultures have all different like things of how to treat death
afterlife.
And what it means and what they think happens and like whatever. But of all of the questions that would be a comfort to ask would be that, because even if the worst case scenario is they come back and they say nothing or it's nothingness, like at least I would find comfort in the fact of knowing that and being like, okay, then I need to like
live it up.
I mean, I still try to do that without knowing yes or no, but in your head, you're always just like, maybe there's an afterlife. Maybe religion was correct.
The best answer I've ever heard to that is whatever you believe is what happens. I think I've said that on the podcast before.
Yeah.
That's the most comforting, at least, is like, whatever you personally believe, that's what happens.
So the first one, this one was actually kind of weird because, so I tried to pick ones that actually have some sort of like news evidence to it. So the first one is called the O'Hare International Airport Saucer. So on November 7th of 2006, United Flight 446 was about to depart from Chicago O'Hare International Airport when a dozen United Airlines employees spotted an odd metallic craft hovering over the gate. The employees reported that it hung in the air for several minutes before finally shooting up at breakneck speeds into the clouds. And then I even read that like it broke the clouds into a circle and they could literally see straight up to the blue sky. The strangest part, the UFO did not register on the airport's radar, despite all the witnesses. The FAA declined to investigate, chalking it up to a weather phenomenon. But UAPs. Basically, they interviewed a bunch of people and were like the employees. And they said they said various employees, because basically it was like out in the gate. So like people in the airport couldn't really see it. But they said like all different employees from all different departments saw it. But when they looked at the radar, it wasn't there. And then it just like, it was round, hovered for a bit, and then just like shot up.
I wonder why they're all round.
Yeah, that too. I'm always skeptical when they say they're round, because I'm like, maybe I don't know if that's just coming from like a movie.
Yeah, impression. But I feel like it has something to do with like the way they use like the energy. Maybe like they like have.
Oh, like if it's real, why it would be round?
Yeah, it must have to do something with like the way like the energy is like
being. Yeah, you would think by now maybe we would have made a round ship to try and see if.
Well, we use rockets. We use engines as propulsion. That's why.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like maybe they have a sort of that's real. Yeah. And aliens are using round spaceships. Maybe they have some sort of like
gravity energy. Manipulation machine.
There's some sort of renewable energy. Their perfect energy source maybe works best if you are in a disc.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, because maybe that means you can go like straight up like that and then like straight over, like a tube.
You wouldn't want to put the universe in a tube.
Oh, I forgot that.
Tim and Eric.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was weird because there's literally, if you look it up, there's like news articles written about it and how the FAA like had to look into it. But they were basically like, what do we look into? There's no report of it and there's no. So they were just like, well, we don't know. It's probably weather.
That's the thing. When you hear stories like that, that are like, oh, okay. Multiple people. I mean, obviously people can be like, all right, guys, so. This Friday, we're all going to have the same story. We've practiced this, right? We're all going to say we saw the ship.
They're like, how do we get off work tomorrow?
Yeah. We're distraught.
We're distraught from seeing an alien. So this one is, this is just like an interesting one to think about. It's Robert Matthews and missing time. So according to CBS Reality, an airman named Robert Matthews got off a bus in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, to report for his first tour of duty back in 1966. Matthews saw strange lights appearing in the deserted area where the bus driver had told him to call and wait for a truck to pick him up to take him to base. Afraid, he used a payphone to call the base a second time, what he thought was 5 minutes later. The person who answered the phone told him that the truck had arrived to pick him up 5 minutes after he got off the bus, but the driver couldn't find Matthews. In actuality, an hour separated those two phone calls. This phenomenon is called missing time and is commonly associated with alien abduction cases. I would be so freaked out if I thought 5 minutes had passed, called, and somebody was like, oh, that was like an hour ago. Where were you?
Like 2 hours. What are you doing? I'd rather, would you rather be awake and conscious and seeing everything that's happening?
No, I just mean in general, like, to say somebody was abducted or not, but like, what happened in that hour?
Well, that's like people who have like head injuries, like boxers or athletes who get knocked out.
That's what I mean, like the guy could have thought he saw something and then maybe passed out.
He could have easily like slipped and hit his head.
Yeah, didn't realize he had passed out and just like, that's what I mean. It's so hard to know because there's definitely been cases of people that like, yeah, where like time is just not there for them. So this one's weird. The Melbourne 350, it's called. More than 300 students and teachers of Westall High School in Melbourne, Australia, saw an unbelievable sight on April 6th, 1966. So this is the same year as that other guy. Is 1966, is that like the hotbed of UFO sightings?
I think that's when the story that James told me happened.
1966?
I'm pretty positive.
That's weird.
January 11, 1966.
Okay, so either there was some sort of that, maybe that's when they first found us, 1966. let's just say the aliens first found us, and that's why we saw them so many times, because they were literally just trying to like check out what we were doing and what we were about. Either that, or the other scenario is maybe one of them got reported on and everybody else was like, oh, aliens. And then they just like thought everything was an alien, yeah, and started reporting it. Kind of like the China balloon that got shot down. I was going to say, because then it seemed like every day they were shooting down another unidentified flying object, and everybody
the unidentified
like,
aerial phenomenon.
And everybody, including me, was like, oh my God, what is happening? But then I looked further into it to calm me down, and they said that basically there's like a radar system that filters out weather balloons and stuff. But after they shot down they changed the filter. Where it showed, but then they were like, so all these balloons could have been up there this whole time and nobody was paying, like nobody cared up until now, but now they're probably like higher tension. So every time there's something, they're like, what is that? They just shoot it down. Probably. So it seems like there's more unidentified things, but that's not really the case. It's just that they turned off like the filtering system. So for anybody who was also freaked out about it, that brought me some comfort. And also the fact that it's most likely from other countries, which I don't know if that should comfort you or not. Anyway, in 1966, the New York Post reported on this. They were all looking incredulously at five planes that were attempting to corner and capture a UFO. This went on for a while before the UFO zipped away out of sight. It is reported that the headmaster of the school and even strange men in black suits told the students and teachers never to say anything about it, even though it was witnessed by hundreds of people. So it was basically like
said something.
Yeah. They came out later. Like, I think, like when they were adults.
Yeah.
One person came out with the story and then a bunch of people were like, oh yeah, I was there. And then they started getting stories from everybody else. But that's also where like the concept of the Men in Black movies came from.
Yep.
Because a lot of people, whenever they said they saw something, they said they always had like a guy in a black suit show up and tell them not to talk about it or else type thing.
Yeah, that's a movie we didn't discuss. I like Men in Black because it's almost that Rick and Morty thing. It's like, yep, all these infinite aliens universes.
Yeah. Well, they're like, that's one that they're like, they literally live among us. And then they just like clear the memory of whoever saw them.
Yeah.
And just continue on. And then the last one I have for the stories before the viewer ones is the Frederick Valentich disappearance.
Let me say.
Valentich. Australian pilot Frederick was flying over the Bass Strait.
Yeah, Bass Straits.
When he encountered something that he couldn't identify, according to news.com.au. He got on his radio to notify air control that there was a strange vessel, the likes of which he had never seen before, circling him as if taunting him. It is hovering and it is not an aircraft, were the last words he said before he and his plane disappeared forever.
Oh, God.
That's horrifying. Like, that even gave me chills that his last words were, it's hovering and it's not an aircraft. I feel like, what is
this? A phenomenon.
It's a phenomenon. I mean, that could also be chalked up to, no, because he was in Australia. I was going to say if it was like an enemy.
What? Australia doesn't have enemies? Everyone's got enemies.
Yeah, but why would they be in Australian airspace?
Making my way around Earth.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Do you remember in Los Angeles, was it in 2020 or before the pandemic, where everybody was reporting on that they thought it was a UFO, but it was like, it was over LA. Do you remember that? But it was like an army thing. You don't remember that?
No. Well, I realized I was shaking my head and this is a podcast and I have to talk.
Yeah.
No, I do not recall that.
It was like a bunch of people, like a bunch of YouTubers even made videos on it because they all saw it. It was like this big like fireball thing in the sky and they thought it was a UFO, but then the military came out and said that they were like doing something. But that too, like I feel like the military just does stuff all the time and doesn't want to tell us, so then people might think it's a UFO.
Yeah.
So UFOs could technically be military and they'll never say anything because they'll be like, yeah, you're right.
I think I'm looking at it. Yeah, I remember this now.
I forget what it was, but that thing. But yeah, like that's also another possibility that people did see weird stuff and the military's like, yeah, don't worry about it. It was a UFO. You're crazy.
Well, I think that's why there's like the conspiracy theorists of the world is because it feels like our government and military are always just like, oh, no, that wasn't what you think it is. It was just we were experimenting.
Yeah.
Which it could be. There could be. I think that there are times possibly where it could be just experimental stuff that we are experimenting with and people see it. It's like, yeah. Whoa, I don't know what that is. And like, oh, that's just, you know.
Maybe they don't want to have other countries know what it is.
That too.
Because if they tell us, then it's going to be out there. This is a viewer submitted story. One time I went to a nearby park with one of my friends when we saw a boat that was an airplane in the sky. We took a closer look and realized that it couldn't have been an airplane because it was flying too fast. There were also a lot of other kids at the park because there was a football game going on there. I started recording. Me and my friend pointed out the weird thing to all the kids at the park. The kids kept saying it was an airplane or maybe a shooting star, but there's no way it could have been those. At one point, I got in the tree, I think, and shot. And you can see how fast the UFO really is flying. After we rewatched the video, we zoomed in and saw that it was flashing green and red lights. It was definitely a little strange, but yeah, that's my creepy story.
Well,
there's a couple times we've seen stuff out the window.
Like, yeah. So where we live, there's like an airport somewhat nearby. And also we're in like the path of where the planes take off and where they loop around back to land. So we see a lot of planes and every now and then,
there's a weird one.
There's a little sus one in the air. They've come pretty low too, which is cool and scary at the same time.
This one was weird. So bear with me. It says, hello, Lauren and Bobby. My name is Sophie and I have a spooky story for you. Around 12-ish years ago, and then she put in parentheses, I was 1 or 2 years old then. So this is a story my mom told me. It was just a normal afternoon for my mom. Just after finishing up some chores, she walked down the hallway to the living room and kitchen, which are separated by a wall, so you can see both rooms from the hallway at once. However, to her shock, she saw my father in both the kitchen and the living room at the same time. The dad who was in the living room was facing the TV stand searching the shelves. The identical dad in the kitchen was stationed at the sink washing dishes. My mom told me that she had an immediate gut feeling that the one in the living room was not the real dad. She mentioned my dad's name. Only one of them turned around to look at her. The dad in the living room now faced her and smiled kind of like an evil smirk my mom described to me, one that made her blood run cold in an instant. She screamed and ran to my father washing dishes and rambled the story to him. My father, confused and my mother terrified, they worked up the courage to go into the living room. However, it was empty, no trace of the man or thing in sight. Whatever it was, it vanished into thin air in an instant. Our windows only open up to a screen and the only two doors outside were down a very creaky staircase. So it would have been very difficult to get away in just a short amount of time with no noise. The reason why the story stuck with me so much is because fast forward to a year ago, my father's new significant other, she put in parentheses, my parents divorced, reported seeing two identical dads in two different rooms. She was never told my mom's story, despite their stories being very similar. Two different occurrences told by different people about the same paranormal event who had no idea about the other's story seems very freaky to me. I have no way to explain this. Maybe an alien copying my father to steal his identity. Maybe just an obsessive ghost, or my dad is just secretly a magician. I would love you to know what you guys think.
Damn, that one got me.
Did it?
Yeah, that's freaky.
At first it was far, like when I was listening, I was like, okay. And then she was like talking about how the dad remarried and then the stepmom had like an identical story, even though she had never heard the first one.
Yeah, that could be many things.
Well, if people think that aliens are among us, do you think they're just disguised as people, or that they just...
Yeah, maybe some aliens can, like, clone or
like, how do you know I'm not replicate?
I don't. That would be very useful to have a duplicate of you yourself. And you can be like, all right, I'm gonna go play Destiny all day. And
that's the thing too. Like, do you
go do work?
Do you think if aliens wanted to be here and wanted to like make sure we weren't doing anything nefarious that would affect them, and they could disguise themselves as us, would you like to believe that they also might be running the world? Like, all of our presidents were aliens, and Elon Musk is an alien, and Bill Gates is an alien. Like, all the people who make decisions that affect us are aliens. Wouldn't that make sense that they would want to be? It's kind of like the lizard person theory.
Yeah.
That the society is run by lizard people that disguise themselves as.
There's probably certain people where that could make sense. I think as a blanket statement, I don't think so.
Maybe that's why Trump wasn't an alien and he got in there and they were like, oh no.
No.
They were like, oh no, he's been around for too long. He wasn't one of us. Then got in there and they were like, he's gonna reveal all our secrets. We gotta get him out. No, he needed to get out.
Yeah, that is that story is something I've never really heard of before. I can't imagine me walking like downstairs.
I would think I was
seeing you like with Melody and seeing another version of you in the like living room or something, just sitting there.
Yeah, that would be freaky.
Like
I think I wouldn't immediately be like, oh my god, it's an alien or a ghost. I would think you're
hallucinating.
Yes, I would be like, I'm losing it and I need to like go get help. I don't know what's happening.
So I've always gone over like crazy scenarios in my head, which I'm sure many people do. So something like that. I have always been trying to like psych myself up in a way, instead of when something crazy happens, to engage and encounter, like take it head on. So I would want to go like right up to that imposter and like punch him in the face, but like figure out like what is like, I'd want to know.
What if by the time you look back, it'll be gone?
Well, yeah, that's why. It feels like it's like a dream or.
Oh my God. I just thought of like, I feel like anytime I think of a situation, I always think of like the scariest version of that situation.
Oh yeah, for
sure.
And
I was like, you just gave the situation of what if you came in and I was holding Melody in one room and then in another room, I was like in the kitchen. Yeah. What if the real me was the one in the kitchen and then we turned back and the one that was holding Melody is like the evil one.
Yeah, yeah,
just,
yeah.
Like, its face just like changed.
Yeah.
Like to planning out horror movies.
That's why, all right, so to go along with
that. Gonna make this a horror movie,
that's why
guys.
Like the crazy person to me is always like, if something crazy was that to happen, most people freak out, panic, freeze, whatever. I've always tried to like get in my head, like if something like that is happening, just go, because I feel like whatever it is not prepared for you to just go directly and engage and like try to attack it.
How would you know which one to go after?
I wouldn't, but if I had a suspicion of like, yeah, but or, you know, like if like that person described that they called the name. And the one in the kitchen was like, what? Or whatever. And yeah. Then the other one was just like smiling creepy. Like, yeah, I would probably want to be like, go to the comfort. But like the other part of me is like, go attack, whatever that is. Because that is evil.
Because that is evil.
It's either evil. Like I would want to like defend and like go and attack and like not freeze. And
yeah, maybe it'd be like the us scenario. Remember us where they like duplicated people?
Yeah.
And like kept them underground and like used them to harvest organs or whatever the heck.
Yeah.
That then they've come for their revenge,
because I feel like if whatever it is, if it's like demons, evil spirits, aliens, whatever, I feel like they'd be less prepared for you to engage as opposed to you. Like they probably expect you to run.
You try that.
I'd rather engage.
You let me know how it works out.
I'd rather engage and try and like catch them off guard, if that's a thing that's possible. I'd go up and knee him in the face.
What if they then attacked you and then became you?
Whoops. Bad decision.
Bad decision.
Wrong choice.
You're like, well, at least I wouldn't have to worry about it the rest of my life. Yeah. I'd be over.
Decision made.
Decision made.
And I was wrong. All I had to do was run. I feel like our society, or like the system, let's say, tries to get people into routine so that they're like numb to what's going on around them. But I feel like when you have more time to yourself and you're able to think outside the box, these kind of thoughts of, or like, of aliens, of like conspiracy type things, like you start opening your mind, you're like, whoa, what is this? Like, what? You start thinking deeper. So I think that's what's cool about like a podcast.
When you have to, that's because you're talking, well,
either like, if like, that's cool. Like when I'm listening to a podcast, it allows me to like expand my thoughts. I'm like just listening to something, taking Dexter for a walk, and I'm able to like kind of go down different trains of thoughts.
Well, I love,
instead of just being stuck in the same cycle of thoughts.
Yeah, say, I actually like, a lot of people like being stuck in their bubble of listening to people that they agree with. And I think that's so boring.
Yeah, that's,
I listen so much. Like the most interesting podcasts I listen to are people who think differently than me.
Yeah.
And like, that's why I love being a fence sitter, because like, I don't think.
Same.
Unless somebody is like very vocally like saying, spewing hatred towards somebody for like a group of people. For no reason.
Something like this actually happened to me very recently.
What?
So the Fox News Tucker Carlson guy, who I don't like him. I think he's not a good person. But I was watching something in regards to the like the Palestine Ohio, like where the train. And there was like a report that, or like the thing that he had done, just kind of going over it. And while I don't like him and don't agree with most of what he says, the way he was talking about this instance, it was like, oh, this is, he's actually like being some, I mean, you know, he injects his like policy and thoughts into it as well, which I guess, whatever. But hearing someone that you don't agree with everything they say with talk about something, maybe there's going to be some percentage of what they're saying that will open your mind. Oh, okay. Like, not so much that they're right or wrong, but they're actually talking about facts and things that make sense. And you're like, okay, I'm hearing a different side or a different viewpoint to a topic. And I think it's good.
It doesn't mean you have to agree with that.
Exactly.
Just because you're listening to it. Yeah, I think it makes you a more empathetic person when you listen to both sides. And this is coming from both. Like, because I know people that disagree with most stuff that I say and like don't even want to entertain listening to me. And that's I was going to say a turn off, but like.
That's an ick. What is it, a yuck or an ick?
A yuck. That's an ick. If somebody's not going to be on either side of whatever conversation, if you're not willing to have like, as long as it's something, like, let me preface again, as long as it's something that's not like super racist or sexist or like something that everybody can agree is like not cool, I'm willing to listen to what you're talking about. Like, if you want to tell me that there's no way aliens exist, like, tell me more. Why do you feel that way?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, how could you?
Yeah. I think in the past, I don't know, let's just say 10 years with the evolution of social media and what happened in our political climate, it's become, like I've said before, is that.
Well, it's like me versus you.
It's me versus you. It's Yankees, Red Sox. It's red team versus blue team. It's not, let's get together and talk. It's, this is my viewpoint. This is your viewpoint, and we're gonna bash and see who's right. It's like, no one's right.
Nobody's right
when it comes to some things. I mean, I think a good closing point to go along with the UFO alien stuff and what we've kind of side thoughts is that to try and open your mind a little bit to other things, other opinions, other thoughts, other people. The world isn't as simple as it seems, maybe.
That's still a good point, because a lot of people that are like, I saw an alien, or like, aliens are real, back in the day people were like, oh, they're crazy.
Yeah,
but it's kind of like, but why would they be crazy? Why is that something you can't even entertain?
Or it's like, all right, let's come to it. maybe they have like a mental illness, or maybe something bad happened to them, or a trauma, or like, try to, instead of dismissing everything that you hear that sounds crazy, it's like, put some thought into it. That's it. Put some thought into things. Don't just, and I mean, I'm not perfect. I don't do this. I try to be better. I've tried to, when I engage in talks or discussions with people about topics that they're on one side and I'm on another side, is I try to not get emotional or not get argumentative. No more closing remarks?
No, I'm good.
In that case, remember,
everything is creepy.